This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Belarusian opposition politician Maria Kolesnikova is speaking out about what happened to her after she was nearly deported earlier this week. Reuters cites a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday saying security officers put a bag over her head and threatened to kill her. Kolesnikova then prevented the attempt to expel her by ripping up her own passport. The statement comes after the European Council president called for faster considerations of sanctions against Belarus. Charles Michel pointing out that several opposition leaders were detained in the country as protests continue. He called on Belarusian authorities to free political prisoners and let citizens exercise their right to free speech and protests. Thousands of people have taken part in 5 weeks of protests following the August 9th election, where President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, allege the election was rigged. Lukashenko denies the voting was fraudulent and blamed the unrest on meddling by Western countries. Another huge fire has broken out at the port of Beirut, according to the Associated Press. That triggered panic among residents a month after a massive blast at the same port decimated the area. It's not clear what caused Thursday's second fire. The explosion last month killed more than 190 people and injured around 6,500, damaging thousands of buildings in the Lebanese capital. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. There is little left of the notoriously overcrowded Moria refugee camp in Greece. A second fire overnight destroyed nearly everything that remained in the camp after the original Tuesday night blaze. Former residents returned to the camp to pick through the charred remains for belongings. Aid agencies have long warned of dire conditions at Moria, where more than 12,500 people were living in and around a facility built to house just over 2,750. U.S. presidential election opponents Donald Trump and Joe Biden continue to target battleground states. As one leaves, the other arrives. Thursday, President Trump will campaign in the state of Michigan, just a day after the former vice president made remarks from the heavily industrial state. Biden accused President Trump of betraying the American people, saying he knowingly lied about the deadliness of the novel coronavirus in what amounted to a dereliction of duty. This comes after newly released recordings of interviews done in February for a book by journalist Bob Woodward. The president acknowledged he knew how deadly and contagious the coronavirus was, but played it down because he didn't want to create a panic. That same book on President Trump's time in the White House is revealing more about the unlikely relationship between the American president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Woodward's new book, Rage, includes portions of personal letters the two exchanged over the past 2 years. Excerpts and recordings have been released by media outlets. In the letters, the young North Korean leader showers President Trump with extravagant praise, repeatedly addressing him as Your Excellency and hailing their deep and special friendship. The praise even came as the wider U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks were breaking down. President Trump often returned the praise, describing Kim as far beyond smart, according to the Washington Post. Reuters reports Microsoft Corporation recently alerted a Biden campaign firm that it had been targeted by suspected Russian hackers. Three people briefed on the matter confirmed the case to Reuters. The hacking attempts targeted staff at the Washington, D.C.-based SKD Knickerbocker over the past 2 months. That's a campaign strategy and communications firm working with Biden and other prominent Democrats. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.